In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin. Hail Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's very uplifting to see the numbers of people here today. Firstly, at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, maybe numbers up to 250, and here now to listen to what it is that Our Lady wants revealed to you through a priest who is standing here in front of you. St. Maximian Kolbe, to many of you, is not well known, but he's to be numbered among, without doubt, the most zealous adorers of the Blessed Sacrament the history of the Church has known. He didn't, as such, write any discourses on the Blessed Sacrament because, due to the outbreak of the war, though it was his intention to do so, he was put into exile at Auschwitz and then put to death in 1941. However, with a vast amount of material investigated preceding his beatification, which happened there in 1972, many processes of information and the context of information is clearly proportional to the amount that the saint had been able to give to the Blessed Sacrament, and that was through his devotion to Our Lady. There's a wonderful relationship that he did have. Before he was ordained as a priest, he set up the Mission of the Immaculate, which was now, and soon after he had formed it, became a pontifical lay institute. He was very concerned about Freemasonry, how no one was putting forth the case against the enemies of the Church. He loved the enemies of the Church. In fact, his first Mass was for schismatics, heretics, and also for Freemasons. Because of his great love, he was also able to give his life in a way which very few are able to do, which is to offer his life for someone he didn't know, a man at Auschwitz who had been called aside by the commandant to die together with another 9 men because there had been an escape which the SP was never later found. And because of that, he lived out, St. Maximian Kolbe, that true sacrifice, which is the offering of himself up for a friend. How great is that love that for someone, if someone puts his life down for a friend. It was the Immaculate that taught him how to be a knight of the Immaculate and how to honour and love Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. His favourite phrase, she taught him to love Jesus with her heart. I'm to skip his early formation and described subsequently how he celebrated Mass and adored the Most Blessed Sacrament. Providentially, and not without forethought on his part, Pope Paul VI chose to beatify Father Kolbe in 1971, I said earlier 72. The duration and the deliberation of the Synod of Bishops on the ministerial priesthood was also being conducted, and at that time it was declared by Cardinal Carlo Wallianta, the postulator of Sister Faustina, St. John Paul II, as we know of him today, the Pope who brought about the demise of communism. And he at that time had said that priests were questioning their own priesthood. So St. Maximian Kolbe was being held up as being the saint for these troubled times. He was a saint also who stood up in our midst to answer, not in a formal dialogue of theology, but by his life and death. For St. Maximian, he was to be as his master in giving his greatest love. There is no love greater than to lay down one's life for his friends. St. Maximian Kolbe, the priest, laid down his life for a man he did not know, as the convicted man was to incur the death sentence with another 9 inmates because an escapee had not been found. It was to be a deterrent for any future escapes. He wrote no treatise and perhaps not a single article on the priesthood. His priestly contacts were in private, and his recorded discourses were addressed to his religious brothers. So what was it that made St. Maximilian give the ultimate sacrifice? Upon being notified of his ordination date by the rector, St. Maximilian Kolbe wrote in his diary, "O Immaculate, my Lady, help me to prepare myself well for so important an occasion. Under the guidance of the Immaculate, the best of mothers." His first page of his Mass register was written after being ordained a priest, and the words that he spoke of, "by the mercy of God and through the Immaculate." He wasn't separating the two hearts. He was very impressed with a conversation which he had with one of his confreres regarding the conversion of a hardened Jew. And as a result of the miraculous medal, this man converted to Catholicism, had an illumination of mind, and later on this afternoon we'll have the conferral of the miraculous medal. It is a sacramental which disposes people to grace. So impressed was he with this that he said his first Mass in the church where this conversion happened in 1842. That's the conversion. He, of course, was born much later, around about 1897. "Who am I, O Lord God, that thou hast brought me thus so far?" Such was the grace that was given to him that he realised that he was to be another Christ. Priests are called to do that. His first Mass at St. Andrea della Frati, at the altar of the apparitions, was celebrated not for his parents or relatives, but his first Mass for the conversion of Sarah Pekarovic, a schismatic, and some non-Catholics and Masons, an intention to convert men to God. With the programme of his pontifical lay mission society to the Immaculate, he realised that it is through Our Lady who disposes the grace to those people to open up their hearts to receive the Eucharistic mission, which is to become Eucharistic-eyed, if I could use that word. In other words, through Eucharistic piety, you then become more transcended into the image of the Immaculate, so that you're being commingled as if it were to be like Our Lady. She was all pure and holy. She was the one who bore Christ and gave birth to God, the God-bearer. It wasn't that she gave birth to the instrument of grace himself. And it is through this dialogue between her and the Blessed Sacrament that he realised that it is through evangelisation, the word spoken by the priest and by those who have filled themselves with Eucharistic piety and Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and Holy Communion, that a transformation can happen in the world. And we're all called to that. At Fatima in 1916, all the apparitions were Eucharistic. It wasn't until Benedict XV had then prayed for peace that Our Lady started to appear, and he had only prayed and asked the church to pray for a duration of some 8 days, and Our Lady appeared on the feast of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament on the 13th of May in 1917. But the words that we said at benediction, "My Jesus, I adore, I love, I hope," those words were the words spoken by the angel as he himself adored our Lord. When the host and also the chalice of wine had been, or the most precious blood had been consecrated, had been able to be viewed by the three children, Jacinta and also Lucia and Francesco. And at that suspension in the air, they then gave adoration for all the damages and outrages against the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart. They were the words that the angel spoke, endorsed so many times by the church authorities as an authentic apparition. So we're called to adoration clearly. And each and every one of you, if you feel this conviction within your heart, a calling to have an hour of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, there are many, many places in Perth. This place is so blessed, yet we haven't got the adorers to have that continuity. Though they are open and accessible 24 hours a day, many more people are asked to come before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. It is, again, as Pope Benedict XV said, it is the queen of all the devotions. We see that queenship is Mary wins and claims her dominion because of her queenship, because she gave birth to the king. When she does that, remembering that she carried in her, she is the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant of old was that not of the living word, but of the written word, which was a table of stone which had been received by Moses. The rod of Aaron, the instrument which Moses waved in order for the Red Sea to part, it wasn't that, it was the line of Jesse which sprung forth from the womb of Mary. And the manna which was in the old Ark of the Covenant was the heavenly bread for nutrition for the corporal body, but Mary was the one who instituted through her yes at the Annunciation, Jesus who came to dwell among us, and then on Holy Thursday night gave himself under the appearance of bread and wine. So Our Lady is the mother of the Eucharist, the one who carries Jesus to us in a mystical way, but that's why these days with Mary are so fruitful. Many of the apparition sites around the world, many of the Marian basilicas you would know, have great moments of Eucharistic adoration and benediction. At Lourdes, great healings occur, miraculous healings, instant healings occur through the Eucharistic miracles. We might be longing to be with Jesus, but why is it that when we look at the seven last things which were said there on Calvary, we hear that Jesus said, "It is consummated." And then he says, into your hands I commend my spirit," speaking to the Father. Many think that he ends there, but it doesn't. Jesus had already instituted the Eucharist in order so that when he did go, we would be able to visit him in the Blessed Sacrament. We have got such a treasure here in the Blessed Sacrament that if only people realised, and only if we prayed more, and only if we loved those people who so much need to be loved, then they would see in us this Eucharistic piety and come and follow you. Come and follow me, as Jesus said to the apostles. In faith, they will do it. People of other faiths will do it just because you ask them. Do you ask them? Or are you yourself in doubt as to the real presence? Many heresies, which even started to be introduced into the thought and the philosophy of theologians, ones who were even members of the Catholic Church who became heretics later. Some repented, but they understood wrongly. They were disposed to the evil thoughts where the real presence, what body, soul and divinity in the Blessed Host was not the case. They maintained a presence, but it wasn't the real presence. We're calling many people to prayer. In order for this prayer to occur, it requires commitment. Our Lady asked the children of Fatima to commit themselves. What did she say to them on the 13th? Within the second sentence, she said to them, "I want you to come on the 13th of every month for the next 6 months." She wanted them there. Our Lady is addressing us all today to come to Jesus. She's convicting you to make a commitment to come to adoration. An invitation will now be given to everyone to commit to 1 hour of adoration here in this chapel, here at St. Bernadette's, or one of the 9 chapels, and there are many other locations here in Perth where there's adoration, some even perpetual, but not at night time. St. Maximian Kolbe had established Eucharistic adoration in his friary with his Eucharistic piety and with his great love for Our Lady to win the world for the Immaculate so that they could be drawn to the Eucharistic heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart. He was such that he was able to get at his institute and at his friary over 800 friars, and he was able to have during the day uninterrupted adoration. So it's a call from this great saint. He's a patron of the drug addicts. He's the one who is also patron of journalists. He's the one, as I mentioned earlier, for these troubled times. We listen to the saints and find in them is their strength. We'll find that your courage will boost, that your things that you're afraid of, we're not to be afraid of. But in order to do that, I suggest that the ushers, please, with their invitations to come down with the invitations, and a bundle of pencils and invitations will be handed out to each person. in the aisle. So those who are on the end of the aisles, if you could please take up these items and then pass them along. We'll also receive a list of the chapels in Perth, so you can check which one is most convenient for you.